With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates Carney. The money set aside to fight wildfires in Montana is rapidly dwindling as portions of the state are in extreme drought conditions. But John Tubbs, director of the Montana Department of Natural Resources and Conservation, says there's more money available to keep up the firefighting efforts in other pockets of state government.
We don't run out.
Fire season is hitting full swing at the same time new mandatory budget cuts from a law passed earlier this year are kicking in. That law aims to protect the state against future budget shortfalls, and that means the $63 million set aside in the state budget for firefighting will be cut roughly in half. The state is spending $1 million to $1.5 million a day, Tubbs says. But in an interview with NPR's Here and Now Thursday, he said budget issues won't handcuff firefighting work moving forward.
When we're fighting fires, what we really care about is keeping Montanans safe. Our ability to fight fire will not be constrained by cash.
Bottom line, if the fire fund account runs dry, state officials will find money elsewhere in this year's budget or next year's. Dan Villa, the state budget director, says DNRC can pull about $23 million set aside for forestry programs to cover firefighting costs. He also says there's an additional $20 million available in emergency disaster funds, including some left over from last year.
Certainly there's a scenario where all of the revenues or all of the appropriations are diminished, but that is happened once, and the last time was 2007.
Villa says the federal government will reimburse the state for some of what it spends fighting fires, based in part on whether those fires are on federal land. But at this point, it's unclear how much that reimbursement will be or when it will happen.
At that point, you can look at a supplemental appropriation where we move money from fiscal 19 back to fiscal 18. So there's a lot of tools that we will exhaust fully before we begin talking about any sort of legislative solution.
He says calling in the legislature for a special session to appropriate more money is the last option on the table, and more likely, the administration will shift money from elsewhere in the general fund to cover firefighting expenses.
Taxpayer dollars, a taxpayer dollar where it's allocated may change, but at the end of the day, the decisions are the same. There's a finite amount of money to go around. Is it allocated specifically for fire suppression? Does it go to help pay for public schools and public health? Those are questions that the next legislature will have to wrestle with.
During the last legislative session, the Republican majority fought with the Democratic administration over the state budget. Republicans pushed to slow down state spending while state revenues were down. Democrats and Governor Bullock lobbied for new taxes to fund state spending at higher levels. The Republican majority rejected nearly all of the tax increases asked for by Democrats. What passed was a plan to reduce government spending if revenues fell short. That plan gambled against a fire season as bad as this year's. Governor Steve Bullock signed the plan into law, and when revenues came in low, it cut the state firefighting fund in half, to about $30 million. Representative Nancy Bounds chaired the House Appropriations Committee in the 2017 session. The Hamilton Republican says many lawmakers thought reducing the fire fund in case of decreased revenues would still leave enough money for fire season.
Generally, fires run in the 20 million is a typical season, 20 to 25 million. I think one of the worst seasons we had was 57 million. So we felt that we could use some of the money that was in the fire fund to backfill in case the revenue was extremely short.
Balance agrees with Budget Director Dan Villa that calling on lawmakers to appropriate more money is an option of last resort. Until then, she says it's up to the governor's office to make reductions to state spending and find the money to fight fire this summer, which she doesn't expect to be an issue. Looking forward, Representative Balance says she's more concerned about funding the next fire season than this one.
The issue will be, yes, the fire fund will be exhausted, but more importantly, if we don't get revenues back up where they belong, we won't have money going into the fire fund.
The Associated Press reported on Monday that the state fire suppression fund was as low as $12 million. At the current rate of spending, it could be depleted in a week. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.